Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One and Other. The date today is the 27th of August 2009 and the time is 1:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Stephen Little, I'm 42 and I come from North London.
And how are you today, Stephen?
I'm very good, thank you. A bit warm trying to get down here, but I'm cooling down now. Thanks.
Good. Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another initially?
I just thought it was a really generous opportunity on Anthony Gormley's part to invite everyday people to participate in a project like this. It's always interesting to walk past the plinth and to see sort of artwork on it, but it's always gigantine production, you know, and it's yeah, there's a lot of time, money and investment, and it's quite elitist, I think, so it's nice to see it sort of played down for the everyman.
Great. And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour?
Well, first I thought, oh God, and then I thought, well, it is about, when I think about the plinth, I think about Anthony Gormley's work, quite often it is about the figure. And so rather than having someone standing out there for a couple of months, he's having one person every hour. But again, it's always about the figure, and it's about this, it takes on this performative aspect to it, which is quite curious. And in a way, I was hoping to do something a little bit different to that, so I would just be sort of putting up a tent and pitching an idea, so to speak, and going inside and reading a text on painting. So there's not going to be much to see or to hear, probably. There's just going to be a tent on the plinth. Yeah, so that's where I'm at the moment.
Okay. And why did you decide to do this?
I had decided to do this, it sort of comes from my own practice as an artist. And the first idea I'd had was to have a vacuum cleaner up there, but there's all sorts of issues with getting power and this, that and the other. So I thought about something else that I could just sort of makeshift and do myself quite quickly.
And you're going to be reading a book. Is there a particular book that you've chosen?
No, it's a text on painting, and it's a text that talks about the changed condition of painting. So it's sort of a critique of, in some respects, of the material traditions of painting, and saying that painting as we know it isn't just about canvas and paint and all other things, but it is a conceptual discipline that can be pulled into a whole range of life circumstances.
And is this a text that you have studied or are familiar with?
Well, it's a text that I've written as part of a coursework.
And how are you feeling now about going up on the plinth shortly?
I'm very, very comfortable about going up, but having come here and seen all the organisation and all that's got to go on before, it's gives you a little bit of trepidation about what's to come. But hopefully once it's all, I'm in a cherry picker and going up there, this will all be behind me. So
you mentioned that you're an artist. Can I ask you to speak about your practice a little bit?
Speak about my practice. I started out as a painter. My practice deals primarily with painting, so even if I'm not doing something that looks like painting, quite often it engages with painting. And so some of my work talks about painting, some of it, which are everyday objects like vacuum cleaners, actually function as paintings. So there's this whole question about the role of painting in art today. Some people say it's old hat and it's a bit of an outmoded medium, when there's so many new sort of interesting new media technologies around. But that really depends on how you view painting as a medium, as opposed to, say, a discipline. I've done sort of text works, objects, videos, and a few years ago I sent a work to Mars.
Say again, sir?
I sent a work to the planet Mars with the Mars NASA rovers, and so that's sitting on the surface of the planet now. So.
That sounds very exciting.
That was, kind of fun. I mean, that was kind of fun for me because it was going up with the Mars NASA rovers, and about a week before the European Space Agency sent their probe up to Mars, which was the Beagle 2, and they asked Damien Hirst to put one of his works on there, and that never quite made it to the surface, and mine landed a week after that, so it was nice. It's nice that one of us got there, but nice.
And what was the work that you sent to Mars?
That was a text-based work. It was on a silica glass DVD that's it's hardened silica glass, and it was a text-based work relating to painting, and it's just sort of monochrome for Mars, it says, but which is all well and good so long as Martians have DVD players, I guess. But yeah.
We've spoken now about your work. Can I ask about your art, your time outside of being an artist, and how you like to spend it?
Most of my time outside of sort of my own practice is spent in and around other people's practices, whether it's sort of looking at work or working in galleries for other artists. It seems to take up just about all my time. So,
is there any particular institution or university that you do this through? Or are you with like a freelancer going from institution to institution?
Well, at the moment I'm freelancing. I'm finishing a course at Goldsmiths, and I'm sort of got a bit of free time now, so yeah, I'm still freelancing, but at the moment I'm sort of looking towards the next few months and moving forward. Yeah.
Okay. And can I ask about you personally, your life outside of work and your artwork, maybe if you could say a little bit about your background.
My background. I was born in Northern Ireland, and I lived there until I was about 14, and then I immigrated to Sydney in Australia, and I lived there for about 15 years. Went to some universities there, and came back to London for 2 years. My wife had won a scholarship. Then went back to Australia for 2 years, and then in 2000 came back to London and have been here ever since. So it's everything's to do with the arts industry, I guess, but geographically sort of moving all over the place a bit.
Okay. And what's important for you in terms of the future in your life and your personal trajectory?
I think what's important is just the happiness, having the space to be happy. So that's it. It's money's great so long as it can sort of help you along to where it is you want to go. But I mean, London's great too, but I'm getting to the point I'd like a bit of space, I think. So we'll see.
Being an artist and being very involved in the arts, can I ask a very basic question of how art shapes your life in a way, or what you feel personally that it gives to you or allows you to give?
Well, for me, I think art is, I suppose it's based on a philosophical position of just looking at the world and looking at things and just asking questions. Doesn't mean that you always get answers back, but I think it is about sort of posing questions and questioning the status quo. I don't see it as a career, and I don't see it as something that I'm going to earn or make a living from. I do it sort of as a vocation. Basically, we have ideas or questions about something, and you want to see what they look like. So sometimes it's about making things, and other times it's about choosing things, like situations, you know, such as this One Another project. So,
Is there a What kind of experience are you hoping to get out of standing on the fourth plinth today, personally?
Well, I suppose the first thing is a different perspective in Trafalgar Square. I think it's nice as a platform for art, in a sense, and so I'm just going to use it as a platform, make it my own for an hour, do my project, and give thanks to Anthony Gormley for offering it up.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this point. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.